sleep last night?
Nah.
But the other way around. I'm going the wrong way right now.
Pretty soon.
Back up here. Mr. President, the breeze is going to have a pretty 2 o'clock today. Well, we're going to come out here. Alert notice to the four Democrats and three Republicans who will be named. He anticipates by 1 o'clock today as concrete to be ready to deal with the differences in the Senate House Press Bill 2. The Treasury advised me this morning that the Senate add-ons resulted in revenue losses for fiscal 72. $4.3 billion for fiscal 73, $5.5 billion for fiscal 74, $5.6 billion. When added to additional losses that were written by the Senate Finance Committee, in the Senate version of losses, $7 billion, $10 billion, and $12 billion for each of the three fiscal years beginning in 72. In addition, there are revenue losing amendments, which are one-time losers. They're simply for calendar 71, there's a $1 billion, and other amendments totaling an additional $2.3 billion that are one-time losers only. In addition to that, there's a pesky amendment. It's my belief that the countries will substantially clean up the presidential aspects, the revenue-losing aspects, and you're faced with the prospect in perhaps a week's time of a bill which perhaps in the revenue aspects would be acceptable with respect to the past story checkoff amendment, would in my opinion be unacceptable to you. I believe that as the bill comes in, perhaps the Attorney General and John Rivlin, if you have determined that the past story amendment is unacceptable and cannot meet your approval, that it would be a constructive thing today without publicity to talk to the press and agree long and benefit of the Senate and help furnish from the House. And give them the benefit of your feeling on this thing and perhaps make a specific proposal to them. Howard Baker had an amendment in the Senate which would have embraced much of the so-called good government aspects of the Pastore Amendment, but would have required an extra dollar to be paid instead of a dollar taken out of the general revenue fund of the Treasury. If you were to indicate that such a modification would meet with your approval, and I think it could both philosophically and practically from a political standpoint, they would be on advance notice that you found that story unacceptable, but had suggested a positive way in which it could be made acceptable. And it would, seems to me, add strength to your position later should you veto the bill and call upon the Congress to promptly repass it without the objectionable Pastore Amendment. I strongly believe, Mr. President, that should this bill come to you with a Pastore Amendment, you should veto it. And should couple that veto with a call to the Congress, whether you should come in special session or remain in session until they have been passed the tax bill. I do think that your position would be strengthened if you had an alternative proposal which you had outlined beforehand, such as the added dollar concept.
Well, what's
the added dollar? It removes the philosophical objections to the bill. Philosophical objections basically are that you're, by the Pastore Amendment, you're making each taxpayer an individual appropriations unit. And you're starting a process by which an individual can exercise what I regard as a non-delegable function given in the Constitution of the Congress to appropriate funds from the General Revenue Fund of the Treasury. Congress here is saying to an individual taxpayer, you may, to the extent that we permit, appropriate funds from the General Revenue Fund of the Treasury. This is the basic vice of the bill because of where it leads down the road. It's an objectionable in itself. But if you start a process of permitting a taxpayer to earmark part of his funds due and owing to the Treasury for specific purposes, it logically follows that he can withhold the payment of certain of his taxes if he doesn't approve of a particular governmental purpose. This is a fundamental philosophical objection which would be obviated by the taxpayer adding a dollar if he wishes, making the IRS collection and distribution service.
Well, has anybody thought through what the net effect of that would be with respect to the amount of money that the claims would get?
I don't know that anyone has, John,
or anybody could. But I'm wondering if we wouldn't wind up with the same net dollar amount available to the Democrat Party.
These numbers are very tough to deal with, John.
I appreciate that.
There are more Democrats than Republicans. At the same time, in the significant taxpayer brackets, is about even. And it's awfully hard to know.
What option they'd exercise.
Yeah, it's terrifically difficult to make any sort of reasonable prediction. House Act this morning has two or three different sort of speculations on how this would all come out, and so maybe we're better off with a check on without. But I think that's just a lot of moon spinning. I just don't think anybody can make an intelligent estimate. We have culled the pictures, census, polls, everything, practice. I'm not sure if we'll come up with anything. I would rest.
So, by using the Bailey plan, we might wind up conceivably pretty close to the same position we are under the best story.
I would be very suspicious of the Bailey thing as an outcome.
President, there is this point to be made. Any thoughts before we move on to you? It's the bottom of the night. Considered in an appropriate committee of the Congress. There haven't been public hearings at all. You haven't given interested citizens an opportunity to express their views. There's been no opportunity for thoughtful members of Congress to explore the constitutional aspects of this question. No opportunity for the Justice Department to present its position with respect to possible First Amendment infringements. My thought was that some fashion, if you could show yourself concerned about this issue and willing to work it out in the future, and some fashion, show your leadership in terms of calling a national commission study, would be a good thing to do.
Was not the basis of which they returned in 66?
Yes.
I haven't had any studies on 66.
Interesting thing of the President is that the late Senator Robert Kennedy and the departed Senator Gore and certain other Democratic senators now still in the Senate led the fight against this proposal in 66-67. So there is a solid record without regard to the effects that it would have on the 72 election upon which to bottom any decisions you make to oppose the tax story of the proposal. The point that a number of the Republican congressmen made that I'd like to emphasize this morning, that John was already the president and I spoke him in the mind, that this doesn't cure any evils, if there are evils there be in the present system. All it does is concentrate them on the candidate selection process in convention or in the states that have primary elections at all. Mind you, the evil money that's running the presidential elections is concentrated in the purchase of convention delegates. Or in the buying of a primary, important state primary.
The interesting part about all this is that your Republicans are solid in the Senate, aren't they?
Absolutely solid.
They are too.
We would not have lost those two, Mr. President, had we been able to say the macrobiotics. We will meet with that story amendment when the vote comes up or down. Mathias said to me, "Are you going to, do you have the strength to defeat Clark?" And I said, "No, we're losing by one vote, 50-49. And he said, "I've been out of your life, so go ahead." And as a result of the adoption of the Mathias modification, we did lose Mathias' case.
Thank you.
Burns was the only one that raised his voice, saying, well, I just got a little bit of be proud of him, so that the president should be in this. He always followed me. He's not convinced or heard, he says.
Well, that's his rationalization.
Yeah, sure. Bill Spring was saying, I mentioned when Bill was on the spoke, but I think, the thought of John is going to be, well, I know that we should all look at it in terms of the substitute election, so we missed that opportunity. Everybody signed the year old vote. We don't have a 2-3% more than that, not that thing in there. This one. The whole idea that, well, it gets the you want to put the money thing out, it's totally suspicious to liberals. Say, why is it all Democratic and it's been totally in the hands of the Jews on Israel? Totally. Why is it all Democratic candidates have been totally in the hands of labor? You know, well, are you really arguing in terms of what it really means? I mean, they're cutting their business. But it's basically in terms of what you're really about to. The special interest groups that control votes, that's what's involved. And the special interest groups that control votes.
Next step is all federal.
I'm the first president here who will make decisions on Israel that are in the interest of the United States.
Since the coronation of that country?
Eisenhower came the closest because he had a strong concern for American dollars. And who probably was a little too strong on that issue. My concern is that really that the Constitution, all the rest of all that, well, I think there's serious constitutional problems here. I remember John had a memorandum in the 18-year-old talking about constitutional rules. That's that issue signed. Thank you. The real problem that I see this morning is the real problem I see is the how to do it. But you're a resident of that office, you're a resident of the home. I'm not sure that I don't like that to the field. It looks exactly what it is. Well, I think that this is a little bit something that's less bad. It hasn't been thought through. They haven't had hearings on that. So the same objections to hold it up.
And you'll never get a distinction through in the public account.
The point is that I think what you have to, the real thing you have to weigh is how much you'll lose your existence. How much you'll lose your existence to be told. I do not believe that it is simple enough. And I know that as you do on advice, I'm sure what national culture can take 30 minutes I looked over Brock's and my analysis was very good. I looked over yours, it was very good. I'm afraid of that, you know what I mean? I wish it were otherwise, but because that would be nice to go and say, I veto this bill because it has a provision that's changed the Constitution.
They get equal time, too, on that.
No, Christ, yes. And their equal time speech should be one hell of a bell ringer. In this case, because I got a common cause, you know, everybody else would be up there and say, here, this fellow's living, and you give him an opportunity to knock your brains off. Or the business that Republicans are doing this because they're concerned about winning the election. They know we've got a deficit. They know that they're loaded with money. All these rich people will get up for them. They kill you. There's no way you can do this without getting killed. So the question is, what do we do with the PR issue if you don't do it on TV? The other one is, what do we do? What do we do with the results that we have in town today? Let's talk about that.
I'm concerned about the argument that the onus is on you. You need to put this onus of delaying tax relief and stability in the economy. An announcement before the Congress acts, and as I understand it, is that must lay on the table 3 months after Congress comes back. So maybe that's the time, although it need not make it a rule, so that's iffy. But assuming there's time between the Congress coming back and the Congress coming back, it seems to me that somehow or another we have clearly on us back to the Congress, that this is a political slush-run, that it doesn't belong on the tax bill, that it was bad statesmanship to put it on the tax bill in the first place.
No hearing.
That it certainly will have a veto. The only way for people to get tax relief, for the economy to be stimulated, is for the Congress to do the statement on fact. Now, that big analogy, the thing that ought to be done in that instance is to get off,
try a 75 to 100 word statement. And everything you say basically, but this fact.
But that, it seems to me, the timing it always has to be before the Congress acts, so that they know and people know before the Congress acts that these are the inevitable consequences of their actions. Then, if somebody says, well, the President did this, and that's why we don't have tax relief, we can hopefully have set the foundation already for saying, no, yeah, this is the Congress now. That has to be done with very high visibility. There's already enough newspaper and TV speculation about this that it will get good visibility. Clark and Bill had the idea that this meeting would then be the subject of a leak by Bennett or Burns, if he's willing. And it says the President laid the trumpet down to the Congress and privately said to us, look, President Nixon, if you tell the conferees what to do, the great resentment, assuming that there's any validity to that, probably smarter to do it that way anyway.
Assistant, I had a meeting on this morning.
We were in 67, 66.
As far as I know, Jordy said it's inefficient, and we haven't confirmed that.
Understand why we are objecting this order, Johnny Burns.
someone else.
A lot went out of this president when they had all that bad publicity about the stock. They rolled it off, held it, and moved it. But now, John, because we aren't always having any illusions of today, things except for the guys on the show, and now it's calm. And maybe 4 months, and 4 weeks ago.
Thank you.
for expanding, an increase in deficit by why it is not very well out of inflation.
Thank you.
Congressman stays in. I shall take his all Congressman. I shall address her. No, and then it is, and then the Congressman is there without action. It's my opinion, all the Congressman, special session, session,
that.
Completely, and I can recognize that this advantage of having brought along the lower folks, gave them a chance to go out of the seat, and they had a lot of fun.
Well, the point is, the other argument, Jerry, to get into a discussion, and I can talk to you around the same. They got all sorts of reasons why it's happening. I don't have to debate with them about this. They know about that more, but the next time they want to ask about, as you know, I mean, Well, the president's arguments are fallacious. He said this, we said this. You see what I mean? It just gives them time to put their way ahead of it. If the purpose were to win, I would be very different. But it is not. You're not going to affect Wilbur Mills. You're not going to affect Russell Long. One thing, right? And Johnny Burns is a president, Doug Kennedy. And that's already wins. So that I can't see. So that if the purpose, I'm just going to use them. I'm afraid they'll use us more than we can use them. That's what I'm concerned about. Now, the other. Sure. That way. The other way you can do it in order to keep it at a lower level, that there was some degree of trying to cooperate with Congress. Send a letter to them. You get the same play, except that we don't know. About how they can say that they will re-release them. But it gets down to this, the case of having it all down there, see it on.
Should go out so that they can reassure the business community.
so they don't start whining to the Congress to override the veto. Well, they're not going to override the veto. They won't. They've got it. This is one thing Republicans are sure.
Republicans will hold that.
You see, the reason, John, I know they're
as far as presidential, once denominated, well, every state is true. does a lot for very certain selfish interests in government. Suppose you guys, like, what's the bunch of guys nominated to the government? They could just, they have to get elected. It just doesn't have to be a concern to him about being responsible and speeches for him. Why does he have to be worried then about what is the restraining him? What is one of the restraints? Well, the fact that maybe their money's got to be shut off. All right. Not for the labor, but by the responsible people. They must be more responsible on the environment. Is that right? You begin to tell a little bit about this in Germany. Well, it's good things. Right. You do not have people who are responsible to, shall we say, the successful people in this country. Who the hell are they going to be responsible to? To the very less successful people. Because for every successful person in this country, there are 10 unsuccessful people. You've got to have your political process. Every successful country has found a way to weight its political process somewhat on the side of the more intelligent, of the more creative, the more productive people. If they don't do it on the great, now the government of the mob is bad government. God damn it, that's just what we're talking about here. Political science, right?
This is, Mr. President.
That's why I'm concerned about it. Listen, I really got it's a bad bill.
It's a matter of deep principle, and somehow we have to get across to initially the business people, I think, so to get their help on this. And may I say, our time ago, some of you in the seat, I understand, really working hard. Now we have a bunch of realists and helpful business people. We've got to get across the sort of participation that you and I know about so well, and the rest too. But I can remember in 64 and again in 68 going to little meetings, talking to first about very old water, I don't know what was your next, and there was a jar based upon how effective I and others were in saying, we need this man for President of the United States. People would contribute, people come to me, I'd put $1 in the jar, put $5 in the jar, and then there, and if they put the $5 in, they wrote $2. And our letter saying some of that. And the people are interested in caring. Your idea, your little example in here about the Puerto Rican experience, the other jackass little places have had this sort of silly idea. Nobody gives a damn about politics. Nobody participates. There are no volunteers. That's just, of course it's true. I don't think of the use of the tax system, of course that's too complicated to understand, but you're dead right about that. You're dead right. That could be one of the worst things, because if you're going to check off it, for Christ's sake, if that check off their inner stars, I mean, they're going to go next to them. I'm sure they're going to have one for the environment. Well, but then they're going to say, check off our national defense. The intelligence has been, you know, refusing to pay her in part of her tax because she doesn't approve of the war. And that's the opposite side of this coin.
Well, this is spread now. You know, a lot of people won't pay their telephone taxes.
Pay their telephone taxes.
Or they're
still living.
Oh, she's still fighting
for the war. She doesn't believe in the war now. She doesn't believe in the war. She doesn't believe in something else. So she won't pay the pro-rata part of the federal income tax. There are people who are using to pay the federal tax on their phone bills. And I think that's really in the spirit of this checkup.
Of course, the others have been.
That almost almost invites a response.
No, not if it's by action.
No, by action, I want it back.
No. The way this works is I have the purpose of this letter is to inform you of what the Congress means as to what my views are on the bill. I have great confidence in the Congress, I hope you will be responsive. I want you to know what I would consider necessary to do so that you can make your plans accordingly. Yes, of course, Mr. President, the letters have been made public. It could be sent to the elected leadership of the House and Senate, the bipartisan leadership.
Why is that at the Congress? As a courtesy, you get a copy. Well, I'm arguing for a statement as against the letter, because statement doesn't get anything but a newspaper response, where this is somehow under the actually letter back to the president. We have your letter. How are you?
Or an obligation to respond on the floor.
Yeah. Well, they'll respond anyway.
I the same, but I know that it's not directly.
Well, you could have a similar statement. You know, that's not the way we could do it. If we go to that case, or you could do it this way, you could have a similar statement. And this thing can happen. This thing is so tied up with the
controversial,
and we ought to use a few new things. Ziegler is basically not a moxie guy. It looks a little bit routine and rest.
Besides, Stark has had these press backgrounds, and so forth, that have led to this. So.
Well, he had the 1966 experience, which
I was just about trying. You might be able to take some questions on it. Be happy to.
Now, there's one other shoe we haven't quite dropped. Supposing you do call them back, and supposing they sit on their hands, or they reenact this thing, or they do something other than what we want them to do, I think we have to.
Well, you're going to have potentially to see how that condition. It'll be a bit because, see, if you call back, you'll be calling back, John, about the 15th.
That's very close within the year.
Because I understand. You believe they're going to try to get out on the 12th, is the right thing. What do you think? 12, 13, or the right exact room?
I think that's right.
Okay, so I call back the 15th, get the Sunday off. Then they go, you look at that business, they will be up the wall.
Thank you. then they're gone from when they leave to the February anywhere. And all through that time, you have initiative. It seems to me that every cabinet officer that gives us a year-end or a three-year report bombs them on this. We just dominate the news every day through that period and score all the runs on it.
And if by acting irresponsibly, Mr. President, they open the battle between the Congress and the President, as John says, it's time, and you've got the guns. I don't see you losing under any circumstances in a battle with the Congress. But all the President, I just can't leave the full House and the Senate.
Well, and then here's the President then, for the ensuing 2 months, meeting with all the heads of all the countries in Europe and Chicago and all that.
I think it's true. I mean, come out of the news over the holidays. Of course, we'd like to get the economic plan through because of what it does and everything. And they recognize that, and they don't want you to have it, really. I think basically,
well, I think that, I mean, did you read, I didn't see it as perfect. Did you read the news survey of the process? I guess I didn't express the question for others of total irresponsibility. Here's some of it sat down and called back. Once, but the dealer said, okay, go ahead and talk to my husband.
I made the point strongly, I tried to, at least, that the Congress is recognizing what leaders of countries around the world are recognizing, that the President does have the initiative, is the world we have to peace in, but we've had to watershed it.
Well, and also made the point that the lack of progress on domestic issues is largely on partisanship. What about partisan? In other words, part of that is, Bill, let me hear your feeling now. How about this being a spectrum that you have to be afraid of when he goes out and chops them down with it? And in the case of I talked to President Sumor, I understand. As a matter of fact, rather than support one, maybe we don't have to let him get there. Don't you think we should raise this main point for serious constitutional?
Yes. Yes.
Vis-a-vis the Constitution. But I'll just like to see the politics.
Well, everybody knows he's not the politics.
Well, he didn't say it was one of the responsible members.
Is a good
thing. Where he says, yes, we have a number of members and that are from the Department of Justice. One, because it broke the bank, broke the budget.
That's it. The information, the total, the total full of point of budget house.
Two,
because it has a political session. And that, and unless these two fatal weaknesses, flaws in the legislation are removed, the president reluctantly decided he must use another session.
Would you make action on that?
Because that's the way to say, because they'll ask you that question, I don't.
Well, the point is, if you don't, I think you can promote it, you said the other thing, but I don't know.
You don't think you should?
Well, I think we have to get the big old kind of
raise the issue. I'm supposed to say you should, but I want to be sure I didn't overstate talking to the.
Well, I think you should.
I think you say if these fatal flaws are not corrected, you will have no alternative.
The president approved it, as he said, he had a meeting. John, we've been meeting for 2 hour meeting this morning. We've gone over all the aspects, the president said the constitutional aspects and the way back and so forth with this thing. And he is.
What do you think, Bill?
I think you just say the president's going to veto it.
To be helpful in trying to get the votes, and after all,
now,
we can reject it.
Well, they're going to get spare a little bit of spot, too. They'll come up with, they'll clean up the financial side, right? That's your view of the test. And leave it in place, right?
Could Clark make the point that he's making this statement now in order that there will be no question in anybody's mind about where the responsibility lies in the event that we don't get the needed legislation yet.
But are you making this statement now so that the members of the conference, those who participated in the conference, those who may have the opportunity to vote on the conference report, will have no illusions. It will be completely on us. That's what it's at stake. That if the bill comes to the president in these forms, this morning it will be issued, and that they will have to assume that they therefore will be taking upon themselves the responsibility for figuring to get the tax relief that means 500,000 new jobs and relief the tax relief, 500,000 new jobs and relief the jobs.
I suppose this is going to be worded so that if either the Christmas tree aspect of it or the political aspect of it are left in, it still leads to a veto and not just a conjunctive.
They'll be asking questions.
Yeah.
That'll be one of the first questions.
Is that the last
time? As Attorney General indicated, they had the president of the state, well, now, what if the Congress cleans up the financial legislation of the political? And my answer is that these are the conjunctive, but this has been.
That's correct.
I just do not feel that they would
that you'd be better off to go after the market, because I think the market may have a little uprise today.
Responsible government and great, about this political structure, but we're going to have profound cases for the future. Now, justice, for example, and when you consider, you might even throw it. Let's take, for example, another major issue in the present, one of these major issues. Over 2 years ago, Congress used to make a revolutionary change in terms of welfare reform. It's been debated for over 2.5 years. A year ago, he submitted revolutionary reorganization plans. It's been debated. These things should be debated. They should be revolutionary. Has been there 11 months. 11 months with hearings. No hearings. No hearings. Wait a couple months for hearings. Now, with these things, and do you understand that? You understand what I mean? But here, this will have more profound effect on the future than the revolution, welfare reform, and government reorganization. And whether they're described as revolution, they are. But this, when you have a revolutionary effect on the American political system that all the others put together, and that such a program, such a system, should not be allowed as a right or a task, and should not be put off that. With the idea of the purpose of forcing the president to sign it on the it always makes bad law. It always makes bad law when a president is forced to take something bad in order to get something good.
In addition to that, it's an expediency just to help the Democrats out of their current situation. Well, I like this scenario because you'll have another shot at it after.
Oh, yes, it'll come back strong and hard. Who are they? Well, they're the members of the United States. Are the members of the United States? Howard K. Smith is for this. Senator is for it. I don't know how to think.
It's still very good.
Yeah, I don't know where NBC is on this.
Good thing to do, Mr. President, if they come after me hard, is to quote Bobby Kennedy or Albert Gore.
But it depends on whose honest is being told. Well, I would sort of lean a little what I suggest away from, I think more of a high road, away from the idea that, well, this is a Democratic Party slush line. I mean, it's political. But more to the idea that it just makes that's a great change in subsidizing the I think if they get down to the deal, the double Democrats and Republicans, I would finesse that in a way and help they'll figure a lot out of it, but it's not too much. You can say he concluded this is going to hurt health care, that's one way or another.
The outside line is that this is the one who gets the most money, right? Who suffers from the proliferation?
His argument is proliferation prison. And I think you ought to get proliferation part of the version of the president believes in a two-party system. And this freezes if this goes through, if this situation goes through, this is very difficult. The American people, probably their last election, which any president who got a majority of the votes. Have a third man. That's true. You see, you can put any asshole in on a third party unless you have an enormous landslide. Particularly when you have a church that is financed with $5-6 million, he can get 7 or 8 percent of the vote. And that makes it impossible. All elections are decided to 50-47. My God, I snarled one the first time. Given for my 55-45, they sometimes only need some. If Wallace had been in the race in 1952, he would have gotten a majority of votes. And they didn't get 1 or 60. They're willing to come to the deck, that's so hard. Now, this is not not a healthy thing. I think that's the, I think the proliferation argument.
John, around the country, this is not much of an issue with it. It's all here in the...
I don't know. Kurt Klein is back, and I was going to ask Kurt that this morning. He just but his staffs are all pulled together in territorials over the weekend from a major paper around the country. Well, it's been not a new one, but all right, so it's on. So it seems to be a new issue. And the people say that all the presidents that John says, this politics of the economy, that's what it's saying. All you have is a plan, you know. So we just turned it off,
right?
Absolutely. And we charge it worse.
And it's helped, I think. We'll lay that by your statement, bring these guys back, and they're going to stay in their town, they're going to work on the state economy until by then we get a clinic of home. Now that'll switch it back. Now you will not use a special question with the doctor.
No, because
you have a special question, but you'll get that up.
I'm going to stay here with you.
Just to figure this, why don't we have some of our guys reintroduce the original tax bill right away, clean, and sort of maybe tomorrow, as well as
tomorrow. Or if we're going to raise the House bill, maybe it'll be a bill before we should pass that House.
The bill which passed the House should be introduced right away, I agree. They're anticipating that, these are what the same.
Now, it's a special session today. You're going to let that leak around. Nobody has to leak around something. Those taxes must have no, they must have no illusion, you know. They, I don't want to have Jerry and you, the rest of the back, and say, gee, I've got to go to China and marry a few people. I got to say, you're right through this stuff, man, period. I don't think it's necessarily, you better say it out there. No, Jerry, we do all that. I mean, we can use it out there. Right now, the veto is just the lead on.
Yeah.
Jerry, I'm not sure Jerry will you. Jerry feels very strongly about this, I suppose.
Well, tell me this. Does Jerry, is this one where, who are the guys that he was from? I know Bill Brock was a good friend.
He made some of the best arguments. You might, I asked Bill to send if you got Bill Brock's list, I knew a piece to be sent out. He's very good. Use it in a list. But, who are the people that can really get out and fight on that thing? In other words, the point is, let's not make the issue. John, I'm not so sure that they can say we're doing politics from the text. They can say it, but I'm not sure they can spell it. I think it's one of those things, but I feel where it's more of a political science to Washington kind of an issue. So it's bouncing around with a conflict in the support right now. I think the Washington cause will be playing this line in the commentators on the I mean, that works well. The Republicans have $40 million already, and the Democrats have $9 million in the hole, and the Republicans want to keep that. And that's the way it's carrying on the weekend.
But that'll go to the issue. I think you thought that you would be calling back for a special session on the tax legislation itself. We'll get you off the wicket of the politics over the economy.
John, I was a little bit better than last night.
You might not get paid back, Mr. Britton.
The creditors haven't had a conspicuous history of success. I think it would be a hard time to have for you. Well, that's something we'll be able to have.
Mr. President, we do have some treasurers in the House that are prepared to get up starting today to give 1 minute speeches to attack the Senate. And they come this up from their own issue. Sam Klein, Johnny, make it partisan. Don't make it partisan. Tell them not to make it partisan. You can tell Senator Biden all the rest to say this is not partisan. This is the future of the attack and the responsibility. Having in mind that if the votes we need are not on the Republican side, those we need the wagoners, right?
Mayhounds.
Got to get in charge. We got to get that. And I will listen to that. I will. If you had not, I'll work on it. For those guys again, they've been great. I don't know how often they can send them to the well.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what it's doing. You know, the county chairman and everybody needs to be really working on this.
Oh, yeah. Identified as being a business, but as individuals, to be writing their senators and to be
what I consider George Aiken has made some suggestions, which I've got USDA working on. He says that you have in Future Farmers of America and 4-H and certain the other organizations. People ought to be pro-bus. He's got an association with a lot of these groups. He's been a member in the past of 4-H, for example. So we're trying to get some counter pressures developing.
I just can't believe that they will turn us to bus stand.
No, I don't think so either, Mr. President. As I said in the memorandum, maybe they want to move along.
That's true.
We just may have a situation. I rather think that Herman Talmadge cast his vote totally on political grounds. To make the issue as narrow as possible, the vote of approval in the Senate as narrow as possible. When I had left with the NDNV, he was going to vote for him. Plus, he didn't say it categorically, but he made a good record and he was a respected witness. So, well, then when Jack Miller voted against the Talmadge, exercising his privilege of voting last, voted against
him. I think the big question is how much the Democrats can get out of this in the future, how long they can continue after he's confirmed his Secretary of Agriculture goes on.
We were in this spring of the party, so I think about the bottom of the and it's really good.
Unless he can counteract that by his activity. And hopefully some price increases, etc.
That's what we try to plan, Mr. President, that that we do have some programs. We have some programs. Your programs for 72 are good. You're concerned about 71. With that, with your recommendations that your new Secretary of Agriculture wants to confirm, that after all, coincident with the announcement of his selection, and there was the announcement that you're going to preserve the Department of Agriculture. And I said, this is not a minus, this is a plus. If we had a hard time getting our people to adopt a positive attitude because of the drone fire complaints, because
Here's the point out that we had 230 letters against us, and not forward. Now that certainly, there must be something better we can do around here than the second. Is there any audience being quite slow about waiting for the experiment? I
think we've been trying.
Well, I'm not sure if that's where actually has to come through organizations. And well, I mean, he knows the organization. He knows the organization. Where we are partnering, I would say, it's true.
Well, again, the behavior of the American Farm Bureau is unconscionable, Mr. President. I apologize for the language I use. I call it prostitute, but they exactly don't even believe they want to depart, and I'm going to ask them to get out and muster support among their local groups. They want to depart our support for swine lines legislation.
How is the president performing in these contacts and so on? Is he pretty good?
Yes.
Mark, I talked to him.
I think you lose it. deal by backing up by Earl, backing off, even if he did it on his own initiative, which, yeah, that's what he did.
Could I ask for a quick advice on the confirmation of the Supreme Court nominees?
You back off, right?
Republican Party, yes, I'm sure we're playing the Congress. We turn around
Congress and all the Republicans.
So we have to. Absolutely. Of course, I had gotten covered from Jack Norrie when I talked to Jack Norrie. I said, then you find this man demonstrably unfit. This is the president's choice to be a cabinet officer and part of the president's team, and you decided to vote against him, Jack, because you find him demonstrably unfit. Oh, no. No. And I said, well, since you decided to vote against him, then you will be out calling others to vote against him because you feel as a matter of principle that he shouldn't be Secretary of Agriculture. No, he said, it's just going to hurt us, Clark. It's going to hurt us in Iowa and elsewhere. So that was the last straw, as far as I was concerned.
You have to look back to the Hickel confirmation. Everybody was against him on the line, and all of a sudden he became the darling of the environmentalists.
That's a weird
thing. I thought you'd like to hear that.
Thank you. All right. Good luck.